Forward. In this book, the reader is invited to pursue a path through the Word of God whilst examining the faith of a Christadelphian. Some parts of the journey will be over familiar ground to anyone acquainted with the 20th century world, and even more so if there is also some knowledge of the Bible. The chapters which follow deal freely with the things which Christadelphians believe and do, and what their organization and way of life are like. The community has borne the name Christadelphian since the latter half of the 19th century. The name is intended to cover three words, Brethren in Christ. Christadelphians are to be found in countries all over the world. They are bound together by a common faith in the gospel preached by Christ and his apostles in the first century. It was this faith and its appeal to men and women from all walks of life which brought the community into existence. Christadelphians do not believe that any of their members, past or present, have received any special revelation direct from God. For reasons which the reader will appreciate more and more as he reads on, the Christadelphian faith rests squarely and solely on the Bible as the Word of God. From time to time, some individual members have set forth in writing the content of their common faith for the benefit of any who would care to ponder its truth. One of the earliest books of this kind is Elpis Israel, The Hope of Israel, by John Thomas. It was followed 20 years later by Christendom Astray, written by Robert Roberts, who became well known as editor of the community magazine The Christadelphian. A later editor, John Carter, produced God's Way, which appeared after the Second World War. All these books are still available. It is hoped that this lesser volume will prove to be an encouragement to read the others. Nevertheless, the true object is to give honor to the Word of God alone, and to demonstrate the reasonableness of the faith of the Christadelphians on that sure foundation. It is a faith that works.